Welcome to Taboo and Turn On. I'm your host, Natalie Bartanian, and this is a podcast where we have real talk about real things, where we shed light on taboo topics and explore what it truly means to live a turned on life. I'm so glad you've joined, and I hope you enjoy today's episode. Music by bensound.com. So in today's episode, I wanted to talk about something very real in my life, which is the pretty scary accident that I had this past week. It hasn't even been a week yet, but last Saturday was spending time with Bob, one of my dear friends and lovers and business partner, and we were exercising, and I already could feel something was off, but couldn't tell what, but it just didn't feel right. And I had been feeling tired for a while. I mean, I've been traveling quite extensively this year and definitely had the benefit of being in one place for the summer months in Bozeman, Montana with one of my best friends, Sally Hope. And so, yeah, I kind of have not been totally in a place of the best energy and health, but I'm also not in the worst of shapes. I run half marathons and have started training again. So we go out to work out and go one round, go second round, and I'm going slower each time, and I decide, okay, I'll do one more round and I'll go really slow and I'll take it easy. But halfway through, I felt my heart racing and stopped to pause and regulate my heart rate and ground myself. And luckily, Bob at this point was walking back down the stairs to do another round and came over and asked me if I was okay. And I told him no. And so he waited there with me as now I'm feeling a little nauseous and I'm starting to see stars when I close my eyes. And I've had this happen before, this kind of hyperventilating thing, but it always passes and I'm not a kind of person that passes out. So I sat down and kind of allowed it to do its thing. And I felt like I was better and I was ready to maybe try and walk back upstairs with his help. And so I stood up. And I don't remember after that. I woke back up. And in the meantime, I felt like I was dreaming. I don't know where I went. I was just in fantasy land and just feeling, I don't know. It definitely felt like I went somewhere. But I wasn't present, obviously, because from what Bob said, I stood up, and then before he knew it, I was falling, and it caught him off guard, so he wasn't able to catch me, but I'm pretty sure he broke my fall, because I know it would have been way worse, because I went from apparently a standing position to falling on my face, and so I woke up to blood everywhere coming down off of my face, and began to start to freak out, but heard other voices, and Bob laid me on his lap and was just then feeling the buzzing of people around as someone grabbed a towel and another person brought a water, another person brought a towel to cover me with, and they had me put my feet up. There was a nurse on site. Someone was calling 911. It really felt like the angels descended and were taking care of me. I was very, very present of that while it was happening. And I almost had this wave of gratitude for people. Like, people really are good. They will support each other. They will help each other. I know this to be true, and I felt that many a time. And this was no exception when something happened. So paramedics and firefighters came, they ran a bunch of tests, they took me down on this cool contraption called the stair chair, but I couldn't really see exactly what it was because my eyes were closed. I was trying to just rest as much as possible. And we then went to emergency and spent the rest of the afternoon in the emergency room and getting a bunch of tests, CT scan, x-rays, blood work. And Bob was there the whole time, just right by my side, being an advocate. And it was tough. Some of the people in the hospital, you could tell this is their job and they're just wanting to make sure you're fixed physically. But it was tough to not feel the emotional connection with people because I was obviously scared and feeling very tender and very vulnerable, and also already feeling a lot of shame, feeling like I should have known better or something, or I pushed it too hard, like I did this to myself. And so there was just a lot of judgment and a lot of pain there. And so every time I would hear a response from one of the doctors that wasn't the most empathetic and what felt like they were obviously telling me what to do for future references, but I took it as I did something wrong and I made a huge mistake and I could have killed myself, and it was just really intense in certain moments. And so again, I'm grateful that I had Bob with me to remind me to go gentle and to be easy on myself. And I would pop in and out of kind of making jokes, and I am an empathetic person. There would be people in the hospital that I was connecting to and, you know, trying to lighten their load a bit or cheer them up some. But I mean, overall, I'm really grateful for the support that I got all the way around. And it could have been a lot worse. It really could have. Life is very fragile. And as I was telling my friend, you also get that when you then get injured in one of the most fragile places. I fell flat on my face. A lot of damage could have happened. There's not a lot of padding there. It's just fragile. And so I've learned a lot just in this little bit of time around our bodies, and not an accident that this is not that soon after me just really sharing that I want to change the relationship with my body, to really treasure it and cherish it and take good care of it. I'm healing. It's been a few days now. Have woken up with some fuzziness in the mornings at times, and also just sore in my forehead and a little sore in my nose because my nose did break. There's a small fracture. They did say it would heal on its own. And again, it could have been worse. And so I'm just feeling very grateful for this recovery process, and also that just outpouring of love. I posted photos on Facebook not to garner any type of attention or sympathy. I truly did it to make a point about how we only post things that are beautiful and photoshopped and pretty and happy, but don't show the real parts, don't show the scary parts. And so that was my motivation when I posted. And it has been this amazing, amazing response from my community. It's really touching, actually, to see everyone's concern and care and phone calls. And it's just been really sweet. And it just reminds me of, again, kind of the importance of it all really is connection and love and the impact you have on people, and to love and be kind. So thank you everyone for your love and concern. It's been like healing balm for sure. And thank you for all of you that have been listening to the podcast and sharing with me what it's meant to you. It's why I want to do this, you know. And when you realize
the fragility of life, you really get that time is short sometimes, and what are we waiting for? To live a really turned on life, a really connected life, a love-filled life. So I hope this experience I'm sharing just serves as another kind of reminder that, you know, bad shit can happen totally, painful shit can happen totally, and it is really the way we choose to look at it and how we choose to act from that place. Loving you all.
If you are enjoying this podcast, as I said, this is such an important vehicle for me to be able to have conversations that are real and that shed light on taboo and truly have us connect to our turn on place. Please do subscribe to the podcast on iTunes or Stitcher. And if you could leave a review or rating, it would truly help bump us up in the listings. The more ears that hear this, the more peace I believe there will be in the world, and the more connection to our passion.